Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 1, 2, 3. Now, 3 prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
"Let there be light."
Oh, the sadness for men gather together to seek the plans that'll turn things around,
saith your Father God.
And yet they have not invited me. They did not ask me to come, nor do they seek my face. Therefore, they're under the covering of the Antichrist, the devil, the king of this world. For my son Jesus is the king of the whole universe, and Satan is a defeated foe. And yet they turn to him because their counsel is the counsel of men. Is man that intelligent? Is man that wise? Does man know everything? No, and yet they seek me not. Because they seek me not, great disaster shall come upon all those nations. Great disaster. And it shall come quickly, and it shall come swiftly,
saith your Father God.
For yea, upon the earth, saith God, comes now great perplexity. Men's hearts will soon fail them for fear of the things that they see happening upon the earth. For the destruction of the earth is about to begin. But first it will begin within the countries of the world. The structures of the countries will begin to fail, even though man wants to strengthen them and thinks he has the idea of how to do it. But yea, he is not listening. He does not know my word. He does not understand my word. For his actions are not built upon my word and shall come to naught, saith God.
Be prepared, saith the Lord, for behold, saith God, a firestorm of destruction is about to come upon the land. Destruction of the works of men, to reveal that the works of God are greater. And in the midst of this destruction, saith God, it'll bring strength to my people, but weakness to those who are not my people. Though the developments will continue to rise up, and the peoples of the earth will continue to gather together and assemble, this will be just a beginning of the destruction that I shall bring in the days, the weeks, the months, and the years ahead. But behold, I say, there shall always be a river of life for my people, a source to always tap into, and a life to always receive of. But oh, for those that reject my name, oh, for those who have cast down my works, destruction is their reward, saith God.
Wow, what awesome prophecies that speak directly to the last days, end days, that we live in. Welcome to the international broadcast of Signs Radio. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson coming to you from a small church in a small town with a big God in the United States of America, declaring to you my simple but very urgent message. The last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Revelation chapter 22, verses 12 through 21. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and warmongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book and out of the holy city from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. That was Revelation chapter 22, verses 12 through 21. Now I pray you did not need me to expound on those verses in order for you to understand these apocalyptic verses. Remember, verse 19 declared that the book was a book of prophecy, and woe to those who try to change that. This program reaches over 100 countries and 250,000 people monthly around the world through the internet and shortwave radio with up-to-date prophecy news behind the news. Though this is not a breaking news program, it compares interestingly Bible prophecy with today's events. Stay tuned after this report on the new ESV Bible that I'm repeating on all programs in the first week of December. A message will come from me, Brother Johnson, and that will be followed by the prophecy news behind the news reports. Now, the English Standard Version Study Bible enjoys high sales. Apostate New ESV Bible, omitting which is in heaven from John 3:13 and God from 1 Timothy 3:16 and Jude 4, removes nearly 3,000 words, 230 entire or partial verses from the text that underlies the Reformation Bible, such as the English King James. The New English Standard Version Study Bible is selling briskly. More than 111,000 copies were purchased since its release in mid-October 2008. The manager of Westminster's bookstore online sales said the ESV Study Bible is by far the fastest-selling new product in the history of our store. The ESV, which was published in 2001, is based on the 1971 edition of the Revised Standard Version, which was translated by Theological Modernists and is owned by the National Council of Churches. My. If you don't know them, you should know that apostate group. It therefore follows the critical Greek New Testament that removes nearly 3,000 words, again, 230 entire or partial verses from the text of the New King James, and omitting which is in heaven from John 3:13, and God repeating again from 1 Timothy 3:16 and Jude 4, among other errors. The critical text is based on the Greek manuscripts that were produced in Egypt during the early centuries after the apostles, and that were discarded by the churches for 1,500 years of church history until the recovery by modern textual critics in the 19th century. The ESV was produced by 95 evangelical scholars representing 20 denominations, with J.I. Packer as the theological editor. Many new evangelicals have promoted the ESV, including John Piper, whose books are popular among young fundamentalists. Watchman comment, every time these apostates write a new Bible, they change or omit more of the original King James Version text. Get you an original KJV, King James Version, not the new KJV, as it is just another translation that also changes and omits text, though it is some better than most of the other apostate versions that omit the name of God, among other things, in many verses. Revelation chapter 22, verse 19. Again, I read it to you. If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Now, this reminds me of a call I received the other night.
Good evening, Brother Johnson. This is Roger in Dayton, Ohio. My wife and I have forgotten where we look forward. We catch all your broadcasts on Wednesday, Thursday, and we like your messages on bringing out the paganism and at least the holiday, the Halloween. We didn't hear anything about what the attitude was about Christmas or Easter. But nevertheless, we are proponents of using the sacred name of Yahweh instead of the title. But we do enjoy your broadcast. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Brother Roger from Ohio. It really was a blessing to know you are listening to all the science programs. So I'm assuming you're listening to this one. However, the program you heard when you called was a repeat of one broadcast on Monday at 11 p.m., my regular 3.185 time slot, here on Superstation WWRB. My other weekly programs on WWRB are 3.185 on Mondays and Wednesdays at 11 p.m. and Thursdays a little earlier at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 9:30 p.m. Central, 9:30 p.m. Mountain, 7:30 p.m. Pacific, 6:30 p.m. Alaska, and 11:30 p.m. Atlantic. That's that Thursday program at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That's a lot of times to keep repeating. So that is why I usually just say, Eastern Time, you calculate your time. You can do that. I'm glad this brother enjoyed Pastor Ralston's message on the pagan holiday of Halloween that was repeated from in late October. I know that my dear brother did not mean his choice of words when he wondered about my attitude about Christmas or Easter. I am a biblically based preacher, so I try my best not to portray an attitude, and what is sometimes mistaken for an attitude is my strong stance against sin. Boy, Brother Roger from Ohio, you sure have stirred me up. Now, I know some of the following is going to upset some of you listening, but hear me out, for the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson speaks only truth. Now, Christmas, though the religious church has long used it as the birth of Jesus Christ, it came from pagan roots. You didn't know that, did you, some of you? At the time of Constantine, he wanted to draw the pagans into the Catholic Church. So, Mr. Emperor Constantine merged what was a pagan day, December 25th, with Christian teachings of the day. Read Jeremiah 10:1-4, for instance, and verse 3 says, "The customs of the people are in vain," meaning having no real value or significance, worthless, empty, idle, hollow, etc., indulging in or resulting from personal vanity, conceited. Now, most people think the word Christmas means the birth of Christ when it actually means the death of Christ. It comes from an early word, Christmasse, spelled M-A-E-S-S-E, meaning Mass of Christ. And when the fat man in the red suit says, ho, 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 he is literally mocking our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now listen to me. If you move the T-A at the end of the word Santa, before the N, in the middle of the word Santa, it will read Satan, S-A-T-A-N. Very interesting, is it not? As in everything, the key word is worship. Satan was kicked out of heaven by God for desiring to be worshipped as God, don't you know? The pagans worshipped the tree as a phallus symbol used in fertility worship, while the red holly wreath is used by witches and other pagans in the same manner worshipping their goddess, Diana, they call the Queen of Heaven. Also, Hollywood is used by witches to make wands. Think about that the next time you listen to a Hollywood produced fantasy. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 2. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. That, thus saith the Lord in Jeremiah 10, 2, warns hearing paganism, yet it encourages you to hear the signs of the times. Jeremiah chapter 10, 10. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At his wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide in his indignation. My, my, my. Not too many pastors will quote that verse to you. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Verse 11, Jeremiah 10. Thus shall ye say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under the heavens. So, that is what I say to you about these gods, little g. They shall perish from the earth, but every time, thus saith the Lord, in Scripture is said, it will not pass away. I can guarantee you that. The old saying, you can take it to the bank. God's bank, my friend. Heavenly places, heavenly realms. Glory to God. Yet in 354 AD, Constantine began the assimilation of pagan rites into the church, and after many years, no one even knew of their pagan roots. December 25th was in accord with the pagan feast of Saturnalia, originating in Rome, as it was a celebration of the Italic god Saturn. It was purposed to combine with the Druid satanic worship of the winter solstice and the Yule of witchcraft. Much of these pagan practices had to do with, again, the pagan god Saturn and the rebirth of the sun god, which brings us to my Ohio brother's query about Easter. Have you ever innocently gone to a sunrise service? Do you know the pagan roots of the worship of the pagan god Saturn and the worship of the rebirth of the sun god? Yes, Easter is mentioned in the Bible in Acts chapter 12, verse 4, concerning the early Israelites' slaying of a lamb to celebrate their deliverance from Egypt and the Passover lamb. That lamb was slaughtered and its blood painted over the doors so that the death angel from God sent to slay the Egyptians' firstborn would pass their firstborn by. Would you do that today? I pray you would not. God gave us Jesus, his son, as the last sacrifice, and it would be an abomination to do so. The blood Jesus shed on the cross is the blood for us today that cleanses us of all sin and unrighteousness and protects us from the satanic things that are about to happen upon the earth. Today, we apply the blood shed on the cross by Jesus spiritually to our lives instead of blood of animals. To apply animal blood would be to crucify Christ all over again, and that would also be an abomination. That is the truth, my friends. If you are going to get mad at me for speaking the truth, so be it. The blood of that now is on your head, not mine. Believe it or not, this is a part of my watchman calling. Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 8 through 9. Behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads. As an adamant harder than flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Well, my friends, that may be why I seem to have an attitude once in a while, because God has formed and shaped me strongly to be against the face of evil and sin, against the forehead of the sinner. I tell you the truth, and rebellion, my friend, is the sin of witchcraft. Do not rebel against the truth. It is very dangerous to your souls. These, my friends, are all last day signs that tell us of the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, of Yahweh, of Yahshua, of Yesu, the I Am, who was and is to come. One last thing. Did you know Easter eggs are rooted in paganism? They came from the worship of the pagan and witchcraft fertility goddesses, of which the multi-breasted Diana was only one of many. And you cannot find the Easter bunny in the Bible, though the pagan and witchcraft fertility rite references can be found. My, oh my. Today's false church has gone so far from the truth of these things, and people are believing a lie from the pit of hell. There are actually many of them not aware of it. So I'm doing this special report to make you aware of it in this day that we live in. The Bible clearly teaches that in the last days, this will happen. The Bible clearly teaches also Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I do not care by what name you call him, Jesus Christ, Yahweh, Yeshua, Yesu, the I Am, who was and is to come. Listen, God knows them all, as long as it is a name that does not demean his glorious names, like Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, and many, many more that are in the Bible. Wow! That brother from Ohio got me fired up, and God woke me up at 5 a.m. this morning dealing with me on this. So there you have it. Now, Ezekiel chapter 33, 1 through 6. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet. The day of Christ is at hand, my friends. And warn the people. And whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. If the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. Verse 5, he heard the sound of the trumpet. The time of the end is at hand, my friends. And took not warning. His blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. Verse 6, but if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, 666, the mark of the beast, is at hand, my friends. And the people not be warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But the blood will I require at the watchman's hand. God will not have to require your blood upon my head, for I have blown the trumpet. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. And you have been warned. Therefore, it is now upon your own heads to do with as you will. I have redeemed my head through the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's called, and by the way, ordained by God's own voice, watchman. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. You don't believe that? Okay. You don't have to, but it's true. What signs has to offer, we give you freely, without cost or obligation, to you, the listener, not like others who want to sell you their book to supposedly explain the Bible truths for you. The Bible needs no other book to explain its meaning. The only thing you need, my friend, is to read it with an open mind, allowing God's Spirit through God's Word to open your understanding. There is no secret code in the Bible that you need to buy a man's book to show it to you, or a computer program to open up some secret words. The Bible clearly teaches the Comforter, God's Holy Ghost, will teach you all things, not just some, and then you buy some book to get the rest. No, 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 no. All things are taught by the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit of God. Through Him, you will learn everything you need to know. One recent book has confuse many people. For in it, the author states we are not the bride of Christ. He says it emphatically. Oh, but if you are saved, and maybe the author is not saved, you are in the bride of Christ, clearly pronounced in the Bible many times, including by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. A bride is a bride long before she marries her husband. You may not believe that if you're a man, but you ask your wife, you ask any woman that's about to be married. But when they both say, I do, they become one in the wedding ceremony, in reality. In her mind, she was always his bride because she knew she was going to marry him, but the reality of that came at the wedding. And the reality of being the bride of Christ will come at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Mark the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, it is so. Then the door will be shut on all that were not ready, and they will not enter in finally, in reality, to become the bride of Christ. Now, that's a Bible truth, my friends, and you did not have to buy my book to hear it from me. The old saying, buyer beware, is so true. Just say no to these rip-offs. Open your King James Bible or listen to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and then open your King James Bible and check it out. Freely you have received, freely give. Amen. Please consider giving a love gift to the truth instead of the false. You are not buying anything. You are scripturally giving like God intended you to give freely. Write signs, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, New York, 13797, USA. There are many who will not give because of the truth I have just spoken. But will you give a gift of love because of those same truths that I have just spoken? Such an offering is up to you. Freely you have received, my friends. God is still speaking to that one, whom he has told to send a large offering that I might expand Signs Radios to 7 days a week on WWRB Superstation. Write Signs, if that's you, or God is speaking to you to send a smaller offering. Write Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, New York, 13797, United States of America. This program ministers to hundreds, even thousands, but only a handful will keep it on the air. This is a small ministry, and our current radio cost on WWRB is only $90 a week. Now, that's a lot of money for me. It's not just an only. Going to 7 days a week would more than double that. That may not seem like a lot of money, but I want you to know it would mean an increase from $360 to $400, depending on the number of days in the month, number of Thursdays like that, to over $1,000 cost per month, and only God can supply that miracle. I pray He will increase our supporters to two handfuls or more. My friends, is not the love of God just awesome? Wow. That time passed so quickly. Tune in tomorrow night, Thursday, at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time, 3.185, for more. California Mirror suggests Jesus would allow same-sex marriage. Los Angeles Mirror, Antonio Villavergasa told a crowd of cheering homosexuals that Jesus wouldn't discriminate against gays. Watchman comment, when will these sick homosexuals ever learn their abomination is in the Bible and Jesus does condemn homosexuals? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Also, Mr. Sick Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, please read Leviticus chapter 18, verses 22, 26, and 29. Luke chapter 17, verses 26 through 30. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 26. Jude chapter 1, verse 7. Romans chapter 1, verses 24 through 28, among many, many others. MRSA epidemic. Over the past decade, the number of Washington hospital patients infected by MRSA has skyrocketed from 141 a year to 4,723. Those numbers don't appear in public documents, and Washington hospitals do not have to reveal the infection rates. Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand till a time and times and the dividing of time. Tune in tomorrow night, Thursday, at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time, 3.185, for more. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this program, the address to send your love gifts, tithes, and letters of support, again, is Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, New York, 13797, USA. For a radio check to let me know in what state you're hearing the program and how well, or to ask for a prayer or to comment, call 1-607-201-5663. 24-hour voicemail. Call anytime, 24/7, 365. To do the same by email, use bj@neaiga.org. Now, BJ is short for Brother Johnson. bj@neaiga.org. All one word. And again, write Signs, P.O. Box 122, LISLENY 13797, USA. 1-607-201-5663. Email bj@neaiga.org. Though this program can be heard on other days and times, here is our normal broadcast schedule where you can hear it every time you tune in. Three programs a week, week after week, and we will be there until they take us off the air or the money runs out. Monday and Wednesday, WWRB 3.185, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, and a little earlier on Thursdays at 10:30 p.m., 3.185 Eastern Time. The revealing of the Antichrist, an important end-day sign, is near, and it will point to the soon coming of Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Get ready, for what can be shaken, as the Bible says, will soon be shaken, and what remains will be the remnant of God, my friends. Maranatha, all of us at Signs love you enough to send you our very best. Watchman's ending shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.